Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. My name is Daniel Michael, and you're listening to a special Thursday evening presentation of Main Street Universe. We had the night available, so I decided to open the phone lines and do some readings from the Horizon Oracle. What we're going to do, we have a caller in the queue already. I'm going to go ahead and play a brief intro and be right back and start doing some readings. My name is Daniel Michael, and you're listening to Main Street Universe, a special Thursday night edition where I've opened the phone lines to do some readings. We are now a network of 5 shows, and I'll explain that to you briefly and then get to our caller. Monday evenings, we have Kevin Baird. Kevin Baird is the creator of the On the Horizon Oracle, which is the deck of Oracle cards that I'm going to be reading from this evening. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com, and his show is on Monday evenings, 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's called Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. On Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m., we have Mary Phelan, and Mary is a hostess for a television show here in Fairfax, Virginia, locally, and it's called Telepathic TV. Her show on our network is called Inner Wisdom, and it's on Tuesday evenings at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, we have the flagship show, the show that started it all on this network, and that is Main Street Universe with myself and hostess Janice. Janice is also the host of a World Reggae Party radio show here in Fairfax, Virginia. So check that out, World Reggae Party. We'll link to that later. Now, we have on Friday evenings, Jesse Ann Nichols George and Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse is the author of two books, and she's an integrated development expert. Her books are Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the companion book, the workbook. And she's working on another, so check out Jesse Ann Nichols George, Fridays at midnight. Lots of interesting guests, lots of interesting causes that have been on her show before, including some animal shelters and all sorts of things. So that's Fridays at midnight. Sundays, our new host is Darren Boucaire. And Darren Boucaire is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans. Darren was one of my first tarot teachers a few years back. I had studied the deck before, but didn't have sort of a personal tutor, and took a couple of classes from him in exchange for helping move some furniture. So Darren Boucaire, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, and you can look up Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans, and you'll see that Darren is, in fact, one of the readers there. Darren has as well been featured on television, including the Ellen DeGeneres Show and a few other TV spots. Him being in the tourist city there is an interesting connections that can be made, and he's read for celebrities, and he's been doing it a pretty good while. I see we now have a call on the line, and I see we have Kevin Baird, Magical Hummingbird, and Little Patience, and a few others in the chat room. Welcome.
Hello?
Your microphone is on. You're on the air.
Hi, good night. How are you?
Doing well.
And you?
Hanging in there.
Would you like a general message?
Actually, I would love a general message, and then I have a question towards relationship, if you see anything for me.
Okay. What I'm going to do is just go right to the relationship question for now. And let's see what we... I'm going to start shuffling. Tell me when to stop. Shuffling.
First stop.
All right. Okay, right away I get from this relationship reading. One card came popping out at me, and our rule is, of course, that we use it. The first card is distortions, and this is a card that would make sense in relationship, and this is showing me bad information and people being perceived not properly in the past. People not perceiving you properly, as it's facing away, or what would be the tarot equivalent of being reversed. So there was bad information and maybe somebody misinterpreting you. The next one is a project that just wasn't working out, and it seems like you were trying really hard and others just weren't getting it, and this thing just wasn't happening. However, I do see in the near future, especially because this is the card that popped right out at me, and this card is the walking card, and it's kind of just as it sounds in that aspect, that it's walk the talk. And that means you may finally run into somebody who actually will walk the talk, and not all this drama and distortion and things not working out here that I'm getting from the past. So it's actually a pretty positive reading that... Let's do one other thing here. I have two piles here because I divided it into two piles. As when I do Horizon Oracle, I usually draw two cards first. So pick from pile one or pile two.
Pile two.
Okay. And this is the card associated with the time... 1-18, and it's the begins card, and it's very good. It's in the reversed position, but that's not bad. That means going back to our walking the walk card, someone's going to come to you soon. And a lot of it is, I get the impression here that you're going to have to get out into the world because this person's going to find you. And this is in reverse, so, and find you to begin this. And I see this maybe happening within about 3 months.
Okay.
Because it's a card of endings and beginnings, and it's like, to me, that's almost like saying from the earlier cards, distortions and drama and bad stuff going on and things not working out to, in the future position, someone that's going to come along, and this one being reversed, the begin card, reverse, to begin something with you. So you've been waiting to begin something legit. This other person has. The walking card is a good card for that because that's literally walking the walk and not just talking the talk. So I'm seeing this is a pretty positive reading for you meeting someone. But it also requires you getting out there into the world because this person finds you, and I don't think that happens if you're, you know, just kind of sitting at home, woe is me kind of thing.
Okay. That's definitely where I am. Okay.
I understand that. And so that sounds like pretty positive advice, but involving it, because I also get from the walking card, since it was facing towards me, that also you walking the walk. That's why I said the getting out there yourself part, that you going out there and somebody will find you to help begin a new thing, because it was the begin card in reverse, which is endings and beginnings. So if you would like another general sort of message, that's fine. I think we have clear space. Let me go ahead and reshuffle briefly to clean the deck. And these cards can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. Okay. Now, shuffling again. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay, nice and quick. I like it. Good for radio. The truth is, there's no wrong time.
<It's just laughs> that is the
by, now, every person's different. Every reader is different in their approach. And I like to incorporate the caller's energy by having their participation in when I stop, since they can't be here to shuffle the deck themselves. So.
Fair enough.
Yes. A little bit. Okay. The two cards I've drawn, the first one is, this is the universe telling you it's time to move. Perhaps it's time for a different location. You're feeling extremely stagnant and maybe even occasionally a little panicky with the next card, the 419 card, the Levy card. So this is about mobility and going somewhere. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. As I was actually moving, I'm looking to move now.
Oh, good. That hopefully that's good. Because,
yeah, it is.
What I mean by that is the next card being the Levy card, you're feeling a sense of stagnation and panic, and I think this will be positive. But let's pick from piles one or pile two, and one or two.
One. Okay. One.
Okay. All right. And this is the listening card. And this is an interesting card. Some readings are what I call, well, in the beginning of this reading was very dramatic. It's a really big pick up and move. This guy's sort of trailing out quickly. A little bit of panic in the Levy card. It's like a boat that won't go anywhere. And so you're feeling that. So the move is something you really feel is necessary, and so does the universe. And the listening card is more of a quiet card. So, okay, you had the big drama at first, and then now you have this is just good communications, keeping your, you know, eyes and ears open. There's different ways of listening. And this is just about taking in information, listening twice, even, you know, just taking it in, keeping your ears open. This is a lesson I need sometimes because I can be very talkative. So sometimes this is saying that this is keeping an eye and ear out for good information. You know, like in your new location, you're going to be networking, meeting new people, and perhaps that's where this new love interest is going to come from and be someone like in the earlier reading who walks the walk. So, okay. But it is about you getting out there and about creative and productive listening as part of it.
Okay.
So it looks very positive, and then also some nice, calm, still sort of meditative listening to get all your good information and to get everything in order once you're there in that new place. And it could lead to a really positive, good relationship, as I said, from the one card that literally is the walk card. Someone that's going to begin something new and walk the talk, as they say.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I'm a little bit disengaged because the kids are going crazy in the other room.
Okay. So, but that's quite all right. I understand that completely. I'm actually one of five kids.
That's my sister's, and I have four.
Oh, and my mom had a daycare center. So the house is crowded.
Yes. I'm coming. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, and have a great evening. And feel free anytime to listen to Main Street Universe. You can find us at www.mainstreetuniverse.com, and as well as here on Block Talk Radio. We're featured hosts now, so we usually show up on the first or second page when we're live on the air.
Okay.
All right.
I will definitely give you a call back.
Sure.
All right. Bye.
Have a great evening. All right, everybody, and I thought those were some interesting cards, and we had a nice connection there, the moving card, and she said she, in fact, is moving. I've had really good successes reading with Kevin's Horizon Oracle deck. Like in all things in life, I'm still a student. There are aspects of it that look different to me sometimes, and then sometimes they look another way. Sometimes you're just going on the vibration that comes in. Before the show, I was doing a little meditation, and I felt pretty clear. I felt like all the channels are clear, and it's nice to have the messages kind of just coming through calmly like that. And I've been living better. I've been doing my good habits much more. I've been doing Qigong exercises. I've been meditating a lot more. Soon I'm going to start incorporating more physical working out, like lifting weights and things like that. But right now it's a lot of internal stuff, Qigong, meditation. Soon I'm going to be taking Kung Fu from a friend. We're still lining that up. Which reminds me, Sonny's Deli here in Fairfax, Virginia, is a great little deli who I visit, and she gives me some free sandwiches sometimes because I'm trying to help her get some catering work. And a friend of theirs is helping us market the place. His name is Reza, and Reza is Coach Reza from energycultivation.com, though I'm not sure if he still is an instructor there. He's sort of a young Qigong and Kung Fu master, and that's who I'm going to be taking Kung Fu from. So I've been practicing the movements again. Those of you that know me knew I took martial arts when I was a kid, and specifically it was Kung Fu, so it's nice to run into another young grandmaster. I think he's about 25, and it's been in his family. He also does Chinese medicine. In fact, we're going to have the Chinese medicine guest coming on soon. He's a local shopkeeper. I think it's his daughter that's going to be coming on, and we'll be interviewing her. This next coming up Wednesday, we have Raven and Stephanie Gramasi joining us. And, of course, Kevin Baird, we have an action-packed week here. Kevin Baird, Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, has the amazing musician Diana Arkenstone, who I believe is a Platinum Award-winning songwriter. I actually know or have met, I say no, but someone I have met, a Grammy Award-winning songwriter who was one of the co-songwriters for the song Afternoon Delight, if anybody remembers that song. And he was very young. He was actually like one of the backup singers in the band, and his name was John Carroll. And I've seen him play. He's acquaintance of my brother. My brother's a Unitarian minister, so you, in his position, you end up meeting a lot of these interesting people. I as well know another Grammy Award-winning folk singer. And it's funny how people can still win a Grammy and all of this sort of thing. And it's not like they're really that wealthy. Some of them are living okay, but it's just funny what people think. But Diane Arkenstone will be joining Kevin Baird Monday night on Walking on the Sidewalk, A Horizon Oracle's Journey. And it's going to be a music show as well as featuring some conversations with Diane. And it'll be bouncing back and forth between the interview with Diane and playing some of her music. She's sort of in the new age music category. So that's Monday evening, February 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Diane Arkenstone. And then Wednesday, the 27th, Raven and Stephanie Grimassi. So we got some pretty action-packed week full of some well-known folks on our show this next coming up week. So I'm looking at the call lines now, and I'm a little surprised. There are no callers there. Usually when you do a reading show, it's backed up. Must be something else going on this evening. Of course, Janice is doing her World Reggae Party show this evening. Maybe that's where they are. I have a feeling that might be a slightly different audience. I'm going to take a brief pause just to go get a glass of water. And I'm drinking a ginger tea right now as well. I like it really strong. So this is a song by one of my favorite people in the whole world, me. Myself, Daniel Michael, and this one is The Lake.
But I can't reach it. My vision was taken away. I fear I'll sink. And the song I hear makes me thank you. formed another one just took its place. When I return, I will be happy. I won't have to do this again. And sometimes I fear I'll sing, and the song
that was someone I've known for most of my life. I think there was a few years where I had no idea who that person was, but that was me, Daniel Michael. And that song was called The Lake, and it will be, it's actually not finished yet. There's a few parts to be added, and it will be on my new demo album. And thank you very much, Hummingbird, for your compliments. And we will do some readings here tonight, folks. The lines are open. What I'm going to do, since there's no one on the phones, I'm going to discuss the deck of cards from which I am reading, which is the Horizon Oracle, invented by my friend Kevin Baird, who's there in the chat room. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com, and I'm just going to pick a card randomly. I swear I did not make this up. I was just thinking in my mind, this is going to be a reading about some of the events going on with what Fox News had been saying about pagans and such. And the first card was Kevin's news card, which is a card that deals with media and social media. And it's in the reversed position and associated with the time 3:10. So this is a lot of people bringing this to me, and that's actually exactly how it happened. A lot of people have been sending to my inbox. A lot of people have been commenting about this and asking me to sign petitions and everything else, which is fine. That's good. The next card after that was the sharing card, which means localizing relationships, doing something locally, which is kind of something what I wanted to do. I thought of sending Fox, making a video response and just sending it to Fox and telling them the inaccuracies in their statement, basically. I'm not a panic person and I'm not doom and gloom. I don't expect Fox to give an educated opinion on metaphysical practitioners or pagans or witches or whatever terms you like to use. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I was drawing it for that, and that's what I got, was the news card. I'm going to shuffle again here. We'll ask another worldview question. So keep on the lookout. I might make a response video and post it, and I'm going to send it to Fox. And it's going to be fairly dry. I'm going to point out their inaccuracies. And online petitions, I think it's good that people do them. I don't know exactly how effective they are. Sometimes they can just be effective for, if nothing else, just letting people know something's going on if they didn't know. So, anybody in the chat room have a question? I will take it. Let's think of another world event. Oh, Jesse Ann Nichols George has just logged in. Hello, Jesse. Nice to see you here in the chat room. Okay. Let's do genetically modified food. Since I'd recently been in debates about Monsanto and all of this stuff, I've drawn a card or two for this. And the first one I get, associated with the time, is 6:40. is the I'm okay card. And this is about someone that's moved on, giving you, coming down to say a message and to say hello and to say that everything's okay. So what I'm seeing that as is that there's a bit of hope there, and that what we have to do is team up as people of this country and of the world to combat what might be the worst story of our lifetime, and that is the growth of the Monsanto company into taking over the world's food supply through taking over the seed. Now, I'm not doing a political show here, folks. I don't consider this politics at all. This is an agricultural argument. So the reason I came to that conclusion from the second card I draw was the means card, and that's working with others and getting your resources together to take care of the problem. So there is hope from the I'm okay card. But then again, and it's okay to make alliances, and there's still lots of decisions to be made. This issue is going to be, it is not going anywhere for a long time, and I got the between card discussing that, which is associated with the time 447. And the between card is kind of just how it sounds. You're in a transition, and we are in a transition. And it's okay to be in that transition. There's a lot to learn. In the card, there's a bridge going over a gully. But there's a lot to learn. Like, for example, if it's that skinny bridge, that's a place where you can get your balance. So this is a time where we get our good information, stop bickering amongst ourselves, which is the burdens card afterwards, and start looking for productive, surprising answers from other people, because I get the card 957, the introspection card, after that. And that is a card where it's almost like somebody playing with a pinata. I'm sorry, I said introspection. It's intentions. Forgive me. Look for the good that can stem from accidents. So what I'm saying is that some surprising answer coming from others, since it's reversed, may come to us. So that's how I get this political reading is, and of course, wow, this card just popped out at me as I was putting them away, recognition. So let's go over all of those again. I was asking about Monsanto, and what do we do about these issues? The first one is letting me know, and it's literally part of the card is a guy crying, and this angel is down telling him that it's okay. And because there will be some hope, but we have to unite and gather our means together. The next card is the means card, associated with the time 721, and it's reverse. So others will start to find, no, it's not reversed, I'm sorry, that was the one there, forgive me. That one is extremely productive. The next one is the between card, which is, that's where you can get your balance, is in those places between. There's a lot of indecision. This issue is big. It's going to keep going on. The next card is the burdens card, letting go of baggage. I see that as letting go of people you normally disagree with, and because we got to work together on this issue. I'm not doing a political show here, but this is a very important earth-changing issue, and I'm putting the cards away now. Of course, the recognition card being the last one. Somebody's got to step up and be recognized and be a leader. And this issue will get recognition, but it'll require us letting go of old baggage and arguments, because we're going to have to make alliances, like in the means card, and get our resources together and fight people like Monsanto. We now have a caller in the queue. I believe I know who that is. 6-1,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Good. Excellent reads tonight. I really am enjoying it.
Thank you. The first one went really well. The lady that called, and, you know, we got the moving card, and she's like, yes, I am moving.
And
I find it really amazing how you drew the news card when you're about to talk about the news. That's very cool.
Yes, that was nice. And I was thinking of the Fox News thing, because that's something I was thinking of doing tomorrow, is making a video in response to what everybody keeps sending me emails about the Fox News and the things that they said about pagans and witches and Wiccans and all of that. And I'm not really that panicked or upset about it, but I said, well, instead of doing all this signing internet petitions, what I'll do is instead, and it might be more productive, just send them something specifically stating your complaint. So I may put a video together for that. I don't know if anybody saw that video, but there's been a lot of people petitioning.
It might be that he has stock in a broom company and trying to get broom sales up, you know, with the pagans out there going and buying brooms and going to the witch festivals. See what I'm saying? I'm having a little fun there with the pun.
Possibly. And basically what the issue was people were saying that they were being insensitive to the pagans and saying, I don't really take them seriously as a religion. And they said something to the effect of, well, if Halloween's their main holiday, then I can't take them seriously. They dropped about five doozies there. It's the Fox Morning Show. I mean, if you've ever heard that show, they're known for not exactly the most well-researched reporting in existence. So, I see we got
have
a few
your water.
Chat room. Yeah, I have, tonight I'm drinking mineral water and ginger tea. So.
Yep, I'm drinking water from the heartland, straight from the tap.
Oh, nice. I am a little surprised there's not more callers, but there might be something else going on tonight. I saw on the Blog Talk Radio page we are competing with the wine show. See what happens? I'm not drinking tonight, and I'm competing with an alcohol show, and they get all the ratings. Anyway.
Well, if you get a call, come in, go ahead and put me on mute and run
with it. Can you think of another issue? Think of another issue from which to draw some cards, and we'll do some world.
Let's go extreme, and let's talk about the Pope resigning.
Oh, that is extreme.
Shuffle that one a little bit and see what
I'll
we get.
I'll do like I do with the callers. I'll shuffle. You tell me when to stop. Shuffling. Tell me when to stop.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, the Pope.
It's going to be Pope on a rope, I think.
You'll like this one. The other one, this one is the curb card.
Funny.
And it's in the reverse position, though, but it's like somebody telling the Pope maybe it's him that has to be kicked to the curb.
Or an old age, like something that's done and needs to be put on the curb and move, you know, to the current era or something.
Associated with the time 1111, and it is getting rid of old things. That's funny. It's a good card for that. The next card is the projects card upright associated with the time 715. So the Catholic Church is doing some planning, according to this, is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, now is this going to be good, or are they going to chisel this stone into the wrong sort of statue? Anyone knows the card, it's someone chiseling away at a big block of stone that is not yet formed. It's just a little chip out of it.
Well, let's draw two more and see what the story is.
Well, we do have a caller, Kevin.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
So we'll go ahead
pick
and take
me back
the caller.
Up.
So right now we'll leave that as an open project. And something had to be taken to the curb. All right. Here we go. Caller, Carrie, you're on the line.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great, I'm calling from Skype. I'm out of the country.
Oh, okay, great.
Is this, am I talking to Daniel?
Yes, you are.
Well, good evening, Daniel. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I am good this evening. I have a story for you, and maybe you can help me understand a very odd mystery that is occurring in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
I have an aunt that lives in outside of Dallas, and she's been seeing apparitions in her bedroom of monks dressed in robes. This has been the past 2 months. They appear at night. She's seen Pope John Paul II, then the Virgin Mary, and a couple nights ago, a priest appeared, and she got up, and he threw three red balls of fire into her chest, and she said she was totally on fire. She was kind of thrown back because of the force. And this has been going on for about 2 months. Do you have any idea what's going on with her?
Can you turn your radio down?
I think I hear your... Okay. Good. Now, I did hear your story. And I'd like to start right off before I draw a card. That, first of all, it sounds like she needs... If this is scaring her or doing her harm in any way, then it sounds like she needs that place cleansed or exercised or whatever her religious tradition allows, her own personal practice allows. So all of the religions, most of them, have a form of a cleansing, what some people might call an exorcism. Taoists have one. Christians have one, pagans have one, Hindus have one, all the traditions have something. So whatever force or whatever form of God or spirit or divine or divinity that she believes in, if she thinks this is harmful, she should maybe do some sort of cleansing and or exorcism. And if she feels strong enough within herself, she could attempt it herself. I would say definitely get someone that knows what they're doing to aid and assist her in this.
Yeah.
So I'll open with that as the that I think is necessary. Now, outside of that, and this is when I'll bring the cards in. Outside of that, what I would say is this could just be something, a message for her, if it's not something that's genuinely excess negative energy or harmful. So it could be something for her to interpret. That's where we'll bring the cards in. We'll see what maybe is going on.
All right, thank
Give
you.
Me 1 second, and I'll start shuffling. You tell me when to stop while thinking of this situation. I'm shuffling now. Oh, one popped out at me, so I'm going with it. Okay. I'm going to keep shuffling, though. Tell me when to stop.
All right, stop.
Okay. I'm going to divide it. All right. Well, these cards are very interesting for this because the first card is the fly card associated with the time 333, and this card deals with dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And working things out in your dreams.
Okay.
There could be a chance, like a lot of these spiritual experiences, that it's happening, as they say, somewhere between asleep and awake. I'm not saying it's not happening when she's awake. I'm just saying sometimes there's a chance of it. It's happened to me like that before.
Okay.
When you're not exactly sure if it's a dream or not. And that doesn't mean it's not real.
Right, right.
It just means, is it happening there? And is there a way to find control over it? So that's playing to this issue. Because the fly card is a lot about working things out in your dreams.
Okay.
Making things happen. So the next one is the obsessions card associated with the time 718.
Mm-hmm.
The obsessions card associated with the time. And the obsession card is kind of how it sounds. However, in this case, it is reversed, so it's how others... There's obsessive forces around her for the purpose of this question. So something's obsessing about her or around her, which could be whatever these forces are. Just because it's looking like a pope doesn't mean it's a pope. I mean, spirits can be tricky.
Yes.
And it also doesn't mean... Remember, for one thing, that something like 99.9% of spiritual encounters don't end in physical harm.
Right.
It doesn't mean someone can't be the 1%, but as scary as they are, always keep that in your mind if you're afraid of the dark or whatever it is. Most of them don't end in any sort of
harm.
Usually just end in the fear.
Yeah,
if it's bad.
She's just scared about all of this, you know.
Sure, and it can be very scary when this happens, and I'm not downplaying that at all, because I've had certain things happen to me before. And even if you're an experienced metaphysical practitioner, these things still give you goosebumps and your hair raising. You're like, what was that?
Right.
And because they're the unexpected, or especially if something catches you by surprise, you know, if it's the kind of thing you're casually used to in a meditation, well, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. I have two cards here. We'll maybe call this a solution card, pile one or pile two. Pick from pile one or pile two?
Let's go with pile two.
Okay. Okay. This card is the hiding card.
Mm.
And it is associated with a couple different things. One is it can be just bad habits and lack of movement and hiding things, masking. This is in the reverse position. So this is, again, telling me there's an unsolved mystery here.
Yeah.
Which is around. So I'm going to pick from pile one.
Okay.
This is going almost back to my original advice, sort of, and I'll get to why. This card is called the mobility card, and it's about careful mobility. So this is about going into this situation carefully. Sort of step, you know, cautiously. Oh, I think I hear my voice repeating back.
Yeah, I hear an echo too. It might be the computer.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, just telling me. Just as I said before, for her to find someone who is an expert, because the mobility card being the end of that is telling me that she shouldn't jump in and try to handle this all by herself. And that whatever her faith system is, kind of sort of like my opening intuition was on this, she should go and get someone that she herself has faith in that, you know, can handle this sort of thing.
Right.
Within whatever belief system that she holds real, you know, if she's Catholic, then have it be a Catholic priest. If she's Buddhist or whatever the case is, whichever action she takes should involve an expert in this field. I don't think she should try to handle this by herself. When I'm getting the ability card as the final second solution card.
Okay.
That's being a caution. Walk cautiously into this.
Okay.
Get some help. Have somebody. The mobility card has one boot in it, and I want to see, you know, a couple of boots. I want to see someone else walking in there with her.
Yeah. You know, I've told her, too. In fact, I'm going to pay her a visit and because, you know, I'm kind of a sensitive, and I want to see what I sense there. But I said, she's a devout Catholic. And I said, we're going to get a priest to come in here. And I think that's what needs to happen.
Yes. And I know there are some rules about priests will and won't do, but I'd say explore all of that.
Yeah.
I know they've changed a little over the years. Sometimes they add a little something to it. But definitely have her get some sort of advice from someone with the spirit world and how to deal with these things and have this place cleansed, if it's something beyond just dreams where she's supposed to learn from its symbology.
Right.
Sometimes that's what it is. It's repeating nightmares. And then when you confront those nightmares, you learn from them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's easy. That can be extremely difficult. There are people that go to the doctor because of nightmares, you know. So I'm not saying that's easy or downplaying it. It's very difficult. It's a huge part of our learning in life. And the first card she had was the dreams card. But as the reading kept going...
Our learning in life, and the first card she had was
telling me that, okay, well, maybe this is something, maybe she should get some outside help and walk very carefully with this.
Yeah, I think she should. And, you know, the things that we always question, are these really, really these true, you know, is this really the Blessed Virgin? Is this really the Pope? Or are these, you know, malevolent spirits? You don't know.
Well, I just asked and cut the card deck in half, and I got the hiding card this time upright. This was the same card you had in your reading. There's 111 cards in this deck, and I just got the same card again.
I asked the deck,
are these being they are, and the card is the hiding card upright. So there's something a little bit that's going on here.
Yeah.
Now, this might not mean totally bad, evil.
Yeah.
A lot of times spirits are just, they're just like in life, they're just pesky people or people that are just not great to have around. It's not always like they're out to get you, they're going to, you know, harm you. But to be cautious, this seems like there's deception here.
You know, harm you. But to be cautious.
And,
right.
And with the hiding card. And that, you had that card in your reading, too, so that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, true.
I'm back up again after I just cut the deck, you know, in half.
Yeah, that's significant.
Back up again after I just cut the deck, you know, in half.
Yeah. All right. Well, I, like I said, I'm going to advise her to get somebody out there. And when I get out there, I will get somebody to come out because, I mean, this has been going on for 2 months, and the woman is getting no sleep with this going on.
The codependency issue here, and with this hiding card, it deals with these things are right now. They feel like they really need her around, and that often happens with things. They're feeding off of her energy in some way. She is being an enabler.
Yep.
And I'm saying definitely get some help of a someone who is schooled in how to deal with spiritual matters.
All right. Well, I'm going to be talking to her tomorrow. But, Daniel, blessings to you. Thank you for the phone call. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thank you. Oh, one last thing I wanted to ask.
Sure.
That could be part of it, too.
Sure.
Thank you.
Oh, one last thing I wanted to ask. That could be part of it, too.
If she's, I'd also like to caution if there's any dependency on medications as well.
She takes Xanax, but I think it's a really mild tranquilizer and blood pressure medicine. I believe that's all she's on.
Okay. That's a little bit part of the hiding card that my friend Kevin reminded me. But I do think those pills tend to make you kind of more zombied out. I don't know if they make you see wild spiritual visions as much. But then I've never been on them myself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have different effects. But there definitely seems like dependency, little deception, and walking into this very carefully. But getting someone that knows what they're doing in the field.
All right. Well, you've been extremely helpful. Again, I'm grateful. Thank you for your reading. Have a blessed evening.
Yes, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Daniel.
Peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling Main Street Universe. All right, everybody. And that was an interesting story. Yeah, I did pick up part of the hiding card does deal with addictions and medication. Since we were talking about things in the astral or spiritual world, I was thinking more of the codependency of the energy of the spirits. But it's a good question. Turns out she is on a form of medication. So that's, I don't think that's making her hallucinate this, though. I think she's seeing these things and that she should get some sort of spiritual expertise rather than going to a doctor and asking about the pills or whatever. So the mobility card was an interesting one in there about treading cautiously in this and being a little careful in this. And as well as the first one about the flying card, which is that card deals with dreams and working things out in the dream world, which is kind of, you know, very similar to working things out in the spirit world. There can sometimes be a fine line between that lucid dream and that astral projection that can occur. Sometimes they feel just about the same, except for sometimes you can do a little test in an astral projection like I have. One time I went to a window and tried to notice the weather, and then when I woke up, I ran to the window, and you know, the weather was the same. It was raining. Now people could have their explanations for that. They could say, well, you could hear the rain while you were sleeping, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I've also done tests where I notice this is just a lucid dream because of the fantastic nature of everything that's going on around me. Then there's that fine, muddy line in between all of that. So it can be tricky dealing with, you know, dream to spirit world, the spirit world to dream, to astral reality. And, yeah, I dated a girl that used to see, Hummingbird was mentioning how Alzheimer's disease and dementia, you know, things like that. And some people, I dated a girl that used to see little animals all the time, little sort of astral spectral animals, and Hummingbird mentions roosters. However, this girl was pretty young, and it didn't really bother her. She just would see it, and she's like, oh, ooh, I see something over there, kind of a thing, and then it would just go away, and she was fine. She became very used to it. Yes. There's also the argument that some people that are gifted in being able to peer through the veil are just sort of a step away from being crazy themselves. There were people in my own family that just naturally were thinly veiled when they were born and had dramatic spiritual experiences, visions. My grandmother was one of them. People used to ask her questions when she was a little girl about the future. And later on, yes, she did go crazy. And they say that that's a few points away from, okay, what separates those who are truly gifted, truly born old, thinly veiled, all the different terms that there are, and those who are, you know, truly gone fishing, as they say. And what some people would say is, well, if you took these naturally gifted people, these naturally thinly veiled people, and just had them start a regular proper practice or a proper psychic hygiene practice or energy work practice, then they wouldn't go crazy, or maybe they wouldn't until a much older age when everything else is breaking down. So there's a lot of theories onto the closeness between someone going through dementia and someone who is actually just truly gifted. And are they really completely different? Are the people going through dementia seeing something real? I think no one has the complete answer to that. So, for those of you listening, you're listening to Main Street Universe. We're a network of 5 shows. Monday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern is Kevin Baird walking on the sidewalk. He's the creator of the Oracle deck from which I'm reading this evening. Tuesday evenings at 10:30 p.m. Eastern is Mary Phelan and Inner Wisdom. Mary is the hostess of a television show, Telepathic TV. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Main Street Universe, the flagship show with myself and hostess Janice, who this evening was hosting her World Reggae Party, Fairfax Public Access Radio. Now, Friday evenings, it's Jessie Ann Nichols George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. She's the author of 2 books, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the Companion Book, the Workbook. She has lots of interesting guests, including some interesting charities and animal shelters, and as well as an expert in integrated development. That's Fridays at midnight. And Sunday, we have Darren Bouquer. Darren is a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans. He comes on. His show is called Spiritual Insight, 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evening. And this week, we have some humongous guests, as Kevin Baird has the New Age musician. I believe she won a platinum record. Diane Arkenstone will be joining Kevin Baird Friday or Monday, February 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern. They'll be doing some music and some talking and then some talking and then some music, back and forth, back and forth. So it's 9 p.m. Eastern, February 25th, this Monday. This Wednesday, on the flagship show, we have Stephanie and Raven Grimassi. And they will be joining us for an hour and a half interview. Janice had taken some classes, actually, from the Grimassi, and that was how we contacted them and got them on the show. So, right now, we don't have a caller on the line. Are you still there, Kevin?
I am. I muted you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's quite all right.
I had something to add. You were talking earlier about...
Sure.
Making, what was it you were saying about dream agreements and something. But I wanted to, my point that I wanted to make was, if you look at Stephen Hawking, the famous physicist, he made an agreement before he was born to come here and be significant. But part of that agreement for him to be so significant was for him to keep one foot in heaven and one foot here on the planet, and therefore caused him to be in the physical state that he is in so that he could maintain the significant connection that he has today, where he's helped us and the human race really go beyond where it was if he had not existed, if you see what I'm saying. So that out-of-body stuff that, you know, where some people are, you know, sort of on the edge, a little crazy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was a time about 3 or 4 years ago where I was on, really on, from what the doctors were telling me, on the brink of death, because I had all these medical conditions, I had all these crazy medical situations and evaluations and everything, and it was literally, they were like, okay, we're going to throw all this medication at you. You need to stop doing this and that and that. And it's like, no more red meat, no more this, no more that kind of thing. But my view into heaven and my clarity to be able to give the readings that I was able to do and to connect to heaven and the spirit for people was so phenomenal that I was okay with riding that edge of death. And we were talking about the lady whose mom was seeing the Catholic priest and the Virgin Mary and all those people coming in. They're really on that brink, that edge of between heaven and earth. You know, like when we're sleeping, that place we go to when we dream is eternal, and the number of the people that we can meet there is infinite. So we sort of like recharge our batteries, like we have to plug in our cell phones spiritually by going and sleeping. So that way we reconnect with our source up in heaven, the divine place, however you want to look at it, depending on your religion. We recharge while we're sleeping, go into that REM state to where you see the people that you see. You have the out-of-body experiences. You're not weighted down by the bones and flesh, able to transcend physical boundaries, which is sort of what the Levy card talks about, in the sense, if you draw the, you know, like the fly card and the Levy card, it really talks about being bound up by your flesh, not being able to be as creative as you want to be. And if the addictions card, you know, the hiding card were to come in right after that, then that would say that you might need something to help you suspend your reality, to help you connect better to that place that helps you create and be significant as the individual that you agreed to be before you came here from heaven, if you see what I'm saying, Daniel.
Right. And a lot of people will also talk about things like the contract, you know, like you mentioned earlier, like the soul contract. Some people say it's always being written. You know, you don't just make the deal once. You're kind of, you're always a part of your subconscious is always making this contract with the universe. And you go, wait a minute, I think I'm going to go in this direction. So can we change that? And it's sort of like part of your subconscious has a lawyer talking to the universe at all times, renegotiating your contract as you go along.
Exactly, and with the fly card, it really talks about the soul being in control. Because before we're born, we make an agreement to go through the things that we agree to the plans that we're going to go through, the crap we're going to go through before we're born. So all the crap that everybody's going through that's out there listening to Daniel and I speak, the things that you are not enjoying right now, you agreed to before you were born to go through to help you transcend that and move on to a new level of understanding and awareness. So
and I think what you're talking about, like Hummingbird is saying, well, Stephen Hawking is an atheist. I think what Kevin is saying is, regardless of what he believes, Kevin is saying that he thinks to some degree there was a deal made before he was born.
And exactly.
I have a couple different takes on that that I'm not going to go into all of them now, but I do believe it's kind of always renegotiated according to your mobility or lack of it or your decisions and your choices. I don't think it's just a set in stone destiny before you were born. I think parts of it perhaps, like I've decided, oh, I want these parents. I don't really know. I do believe in reincarnation, though. And I believe in the element of choice as we go along as well. So some predestiny, some predestined choice before birth, and then a constant contract negotiation as you're moving along through this life is maybe how I would say it. But I want to go ahead. We don't have any callers now, Kevin, and I was going to go ahead and close down the show.
Okay.
A little early. I thank everybody for joining us this evening. Like I said, at some point, I might make a video response to Fox. I've been thinking about doing it. I almost did it today. I started making a few videos based on the Horizon Oracle deck, and I'll continue with those, and eventually over time the technology will get better. I want to thank Hummingbird and, of course, Kevin Baird and Jesse and Nicholas George and all the various guests and our callers. I thought we had some really productive and positive readings this evening. As I continue to be a student of the Horizon Oracle deck, and as Kevin said, what was the term you used the other day, Kevin, that you were?
I am the primary student.
Primary.
Of the Horizon.
So we are all always students eternally. And
until death do we graduate.
Or do we make subtle graduations as time goes on and then little step backs?
There's that too. But I just want to mention one quick thing about the levy card where it just shows a person that's in the boat having a single oar and that there's a person on down the slope a ways that's carrying a bucket and that the person with the oar that's in the boat, that's in the little body of water, is sort of like our flesh connection to the planet. And then the bucket of water is basically our soul trying to work with the flesh to maintain a compromise and a balance so that the two can survive during the journey on this plane, if you see. And that's what I was talking about with the Stephen Hawking thing. He's got, you know, his limitation in coping. And that's all that I have.
Okay. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck, and I've really enjoyed reading from it since I've made it my primary deck. It has a lot of options. There are 111 of them, and they can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. Be sure to visit Jesse Ann Nichols George's new website. It's jesseannicholsgeorge1.com, I believe. If I said that wrong, Jesse, forgive me.
But we are going to wind up here.
And then there is the MainStreetUniverse.com webpage, too, that has all the contact information.
Yes, www.MainStreetUniverse.com, and, of course, our Blog Talk Radio page. And since we're featured hosts, we now are usually on page one or page two. So all what I'm going to do as I close out, I'm going to draw one more Horizon Oracle card just for to say, hey, what's a good lesson for tomorrow? One card. And this one is the advertising card in reverse. Associated with the time 11:55, this was actually one of the ones I did the instructional video for. And the advertising card is about how are you selling yourself, how are you presenting yourself to the world. So there's going to be maybe some people coming up to you tomorrow presenting themselves to you in an interesting way. And for you to be patient, just in case they may be overdoing it, I get the feeling that it might be well-intended. So that's our brief message. Somebody may be presenting themselves in an interesting way tomorrow. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to go out here with friends of mine, a local band. They're known as Woven Green, and this song is Sixth Sun. Peace and blessings.